Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Ami Kane, Foundation President, and John Van Veckhoven, President of Vantro Toyota. And we're talking today about the St. Francis Two Cars, Two Winners Contest. And welcome to KEDM.
Thanks for having us.
Well, it's pretty simple. It says it in the name. Actually, it's a little more confusing. Two cars, two winners. But it's not two cars, is it?
It's not two cars. It's actually a Toyota and a Nissan. We actually have Vantro Toyota, who has graciously helped us to get a
Toyota 4Runner.
Yes.
And pretty then, white one.
And exactly. And a white also for the Nissan. We actually have a Nissan Titan.
She's getting confused with Toyota brand and the Nissan brand. That's all right, as long as she sticks with Nissan and Toyota.
Won't like that, will he?
No,
should have been
morning.
Here.
He should have this morning. John is the president of Vantro Toyota, and William Sparks is over at Nissan here in Monroe. And they've teamed up to help you with this contest. And let's talk about it. You're giving away these vehicles. People buy a raffle ticket. But why are y'all doing this? What is the money going to and helping out?
St. Francis Medical Center, about 6 years ago, we began a foundation. We had the wonderful opportunity with Miss Kitty Degree, who donated $1 million to expand our ER, which was much needed at that time. And so from that point on, our board has been very diligent in seeking out exactly what is our differentiator at St. Francis and what is the most needed thing in our community that we offer that otherwise would not be here if we didn't provide that service. When you look at it, it's our women and children's services. We have the only level 3 NICU, the only level 2 PICU, and those are our neonatal intensive care units and our pediatric intensive care unit, and the only dedicated pediatric unit here at all. We also have a level 3 labor and delivery. So when it comes time to having a child here, you want to have the highest level of care, and you want to make sure that you've got, not only from the time you have the child, but if there's something that's happening, you go right down the hallway to be able to take care of that with some of the specialists.
It may seem a little counterintuitive for folks out there that may have used St. Francis, and, you know, I had a neck surgery not too long ago. I got a good-sized bill for it. My insurance company paid a bunch of it. But this hospital thing's not always profitable. You have folks that come in and stay in the NICU with these little babies, sometimes for a long time.
Very much. Sometimes it can be a couple of days. Sometimes it can be months. And to give you an understanding just a little bit, we probably birth about 1,200 babies a year. Now, within that 1,200, not all of them will, of course, have to go to the NICU, but we do serve anywhere from 500 to 600 in our NICU per year. You're talking sometimes from 1 week to months, and it can be anywhere from $1,500 a day to $5,000 a day to take care of that child. It is also the area that is cut the most when it comes time to look at the budget from the state's perspective and also reimbursement perspective. It's one of the ones that we get the lowest reimbursement. So it's the most expensive with the lowest return with, you know, funds.
So this two cars, two winners contest is helping your foundation with monies in that area.
Yes. And actually those monies are dedicated specifically to this neonatal intensive care, the pediatric, and the pediatric unit. So all the monies that are raised, 100% stays right here locally. It goes back into the NICU to be able to provide extended services, make sure we have our specialists like our pediatric neurosurgeon. Our region is such a small area, but yet we serve a very large population, and it's very rare to have specialists like that here, along with the equipment, which is extremely expensive to be able to continue to have and replace as time goes on.
That's Ami Kane with St. Francis Foundation, and we're talking about the pediatric units there and the neonatal intensive care unit. John Van Veckhoven, president of Vantro, is with us. And John, you guys have jumped into this full bore, and tell me why you're involved in this project.
Corey, it's, you know, out of a personal respect for William Sparks, he's a personal friend of mine, asked me if I would sit down and listen to what Ami had to say. And so I just said, yeah, sure I will. And we get approached by a lot of different people. And I had no plans on participating, like I said, just out of respect to William. And then when she told me what it was about, I have a sister-in-law that is a neonatal practitioner down there in this unit. And I've heard her stories and the commitment of the people there. And it didn't take me, when she said neonatal unit, and then I was in. It didn't take a second, really. And I had no intentions of helping when I sat down with her. So it's just the people that work in there. Can you imagine the stress they go through? And just, you know, I mean, right there, the most critical point in our lives, in anybody's life, they're there to make sure that they get the young babies along. And it's heartwarming, and glad to help.
The contest is set up so that you buy a ticket, and that gets you into a raffle. Tell me about how much are the tickets and the raffle process.
So on November 15th, we'll be drawing for these two cars, and you buy one raffle ticket, which is $50, but it actually gives you two chances because we're pulling twice, of course. What we'll do is that day at Sparks Nissan, we'll do the giveaway on November 15th. We'll pull at 5 p.m. live on KNOE and the radio people stations, and the winners will then be called, and on the 17th we'll go to Van Tro, and the winners will join us that morning at 6 a.m. and they'll literally put their hand into a bowl, pull out one of the two key fobs, and then click on it and see which one they actually win. So
a little bit of
mystery with it.
That's pretty neat, and that's coming up, the drawing November 15th. Now, how long do you have? Can you buy tickets just right up to the end?
You can buy them up till 9 a.m. that morning, because we do have to have time to be able to get everything put into the hopper to be able to make sure we've got everything ready for 5 o'clock.
All right, John, if I had to go buy one of these fresh off your lot, how much is a new 4Runner cost me?
Oh, $37,500 to
$40,000. That's not bad for a $50 ticket investment.
It really is, and there's some people out there having a rush to get in there and buy them, so the chances of you winning are pretty good. We're happy about our sales, but the odds are real good when you're talking about $50 to $40,000. So.
Better than getting hit by lightning, a lot better. Ami, if somebody wants to get a ticket, how do they get in on this?
You can go to stfran.com. You can also go to any one of our hospital locations, which would be downtown or the Community Health Center on Tower. You can go to the two dealerships, Van Tro and Sparks Nissan. You can also go to any Washtenaw Valley Federal Credit Union. I think they have 5 locations in the area. And then we also have 2 locations in Ruston. We have our St. Francis Medical Office Building on Celebrity Drive, and then also Amberlee Salon. The Shirleys, who own that salon downtown, had triplets that were in our NICU for a very good while. And so they are being gracious to have sales there as well.
And this is all coming up, the drawing November 15th. It's the St. Francis 2 Cars, 2 Winners giveaway. You can find tickets online at stfran.com.